our national life. At least Berlusconi lives in Italy. But Murdoch is not resident in this country. He does not pay tax here and has never appeared before a select committee of this House. No other country would allow one man to garner four national newspapers, the second largest broadcaster, a monopoly on sports rights and first few movies. America, the home of the aggressive entrepreneur, doesn't allow it. We shouldn't. So I just say about the proposed takeover of Sky B that of course it should be put on ice whilst the police investigation is ongoing. The executive and non-executive directors have completely failed in their legal duty to tackle criminality in the company, and it must surely be in doubt at least whether some of these are fit and proper people to run a media company. There are many other questions. Who is paying Glenn Mulcair's legal fees now? Is it News International? Was Clive Goodman paid off handsomely when he came out of prison? What did Rebecca Wade, Andy Coulson, Les Hinton know, and when did they know it?